COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. This is Rich Morrow, who likes to
smile and laugh,
look at himself in the camera, and thank you for tuning in. It's going to be an exciting episode, as it often and always is.
It definitely is.
We take you around the world, introduce you to very interesting parts of people, things you might not expect, and some things you probably already experienced, with a little twist. Anyway, what's going on, Rich?
I mean, I'm sure they've experienced some of these, but definitely not all of them. We're going to start off, well, I'm not even going to tell you, actually. I'm going to start off with a question today for you. Well, I'm not going to give away the publication because that would kind of be telling. But what do you think the most bougie state in the United States is?
The most bougie state in the
United States? Yeah, it got voted.
How do you quantify?
That's what I was going to say, but apparently there's been a vote.
A vote?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who was voting, so don't know.
Is this black bougie or white bougie? there's a difference. So you got to be more specific.
I can't even answer that because I'm not sure. Just bougie overall.
The most bougie state in the United States.
From your perspective, at least.
You mean state, not city?
State.
State. Bougie. I don't know. If they say it's anywhere in the South, they're lying.
Yeah, no, it's not the South. Okay. I'll give you that much.
The South.
We know that much.
Down there dating their cousins.
We know that much. There's a few states we are automatically disqualified.
Yeah, like Florida.
I wasn't going to say that first, but we can put it on the list.
New York?
It is New York. Good job.
All right.
But I have a question now. What's the difference between black and white bougie? Now that you brought it up.
Oh, it's totally different.
Ready? Let me hear it.
White bougie. All right. So white bougie people are Episcopalians. And Episcopalians are Presbyterians whose investments turned out well.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
They're going to write that somewhere. investments worked out.
That's
a hell of a way to put it. Go ahead.
You know, so white bougie is they go to the island. What's the Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
No. Black people go to Martha's. White people go too, but
yeah, they probably
black people go to Martha's. Yeah, black bougie goes to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
White bougie goes to the Hamptons.
They go to the Hamptons. I was gonna say they're in the Hamptons.
They're in the Hamptons.
Okay.
You know, white bougie is going to Lincoln Center.
Okay.
You know, they wanna.
They got all the Midtown and.
Yeah, they want to do the opera.
Okay.
Black bougie is going to Minton's.
Okay. Okay. It's,
you know, that high, sophisticated
jazz.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be. Yeah.
You know, it's different.
It's different.
Yeah. Now I'm not black bougie.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm trying to be.
You just bougie.
I'm just too poor.
You're trying to be black bougie.
Listen, if I had more money, I would be so bougie.
You black bougie adjacent. All your friends are black bougie.
Exactly. I'm living vicariously.
I'm in the same boat.
I'm living vicariously through them.
I live vicariously through my black bougie friends and white bougie friends too, because sometimes they doing stuff that look kind of cool.
I got a white friend of mine who owns an island.
See what I mean? I got friends talking about getting one. You can get an island for as cheap as $400,000 now.
Yeah, well, that's not cheap to me.
As cheap as. That's not cheap to me.
Yeah, he owns an island. I'm like, you have a what? He said, I have an island. And I've been to the island.
How is it?
It's nice.
Yeah.
He actually owns an island.
It's really his. Did he name it himself or did he keep the name?
I'm sure he did. I don't remember the name. And there's a beautiful, big, beautiful house there.
That's really dope. That's one of my goals, honestly.
Yeah, I was there maybe 2 years ago.
2 years
ago? Really nice.
Is it in the Caribbean?
No. It's actually up in Thousand Island, New York. ironically, to tie the story.
So people buy islands out in New. I didn't know that there was islands off of the coast that people, you know, like were baking.
No, it's not. It's not off the coast. It's off of, what is that lake? What's the lake in upstate New York? What's the lake that could? And Canada's
like
across the
Breckenridge.
How about we
that?
Look it up?
Well, Lake George, or are you talking about like towards the coast?
Well, no. Wherever Thousand Islands, New York is, that's where it is. Whatever lake that is.
That's dope, though.
He's gonna tell us in a second.
Okay. All right, handyman Ontario? Tyler.
Lake Ontario is the one
that's... Oh, one of the Great Lakes. Yeah. I didn't even realize Lake Ontario was attached to New York.
It's Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want an island. It's got to be somewhere warmer than that, though, for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy an island. I'm not buying it where it ain't no palm trees, personally.
No, I'm with it, but you know.
Yeah. So, about New York earning the title of the most bougie state. The term bougie refers to those with significant wealth and a penchant for luxury goods. That's just a general term for bougie. It earned the title of the most bougie according to a survey that Google did. Google Trends related to luxury and high-end products, which makes sense with it being like the fashion capital of the country too, I imagine. But they said its top ranking is due to its residents' long interest in authentic luxury labels and designer items. So I feel like LA probably is a close second if I had to guess. What do you think? If I had to guess. But New Yorkers are known for their longevity. It said they recognized other states such as California, Hawaii, New Jersey, surprise New Jersey, and Nevada for their extravagant taste.
New Jersey?
That's what I was... They kind of stand out. But they're so close to New York that I'm sure a lot of these people...
Contact bougie.
Yeah, because a lot of wealthy people live right across the bridge.
Right across the bridge, yeah. They ain't far, but they technically are in...
Yeah, so I guess that would... That little section.
Yeah.
What's that called? Fort something, New Jersey. What is that?
Right next to Trenton?
No. It's right across the bridge.
I feel like I know the name.
Fort Lee. Yeah.
A lot of them live in Fort Lee.
Yeah, right across the G-dubs.
Yeah, right across George Washington Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, why are we talking about bougie?
Remember New York got voted the most bougie, but I want to know what you think the least bougie states would be if you had to guess, because there's a list
Alabama,
of five.
Alabama, Mississippi. That's not one in the top five. Louisiana.
You're getting closer.
I mean,
you haven't hit none yet.
Anywhere there's a white Republican governor and two white Republican senators is not bougie.
So we got West Virginia.
Republican.
Wyoming.
Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia. I was going to say West Virginia.
You go to West Virginia. That should have came out my mouth first. They can't even spell bougie.
In West Virginia. Wyoming. Have you ever been to Wyoming?
I wouldn't expect Wyoming.
I've never been.
I've been to Wyoming.
It's just a lot of space.
I've been to Wyoming, but I kind of wouldn't expect. Well, yeah, because they're not very. They're kind of
uppity or nothing. They just
cowboy
country.
And,
yeah. Kentucky.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's crazy. Two of these border my home state, which is wild. I don't know how to feel about that. South Dakota. I don't think I'm ever gonna go to South Dakota. Not sure I'm.
I've been to Fargo. I've been to Fargo, North Dakota.
North Dakota, see, I haven't been there. And then Montana.
I've been to Montana. I've been to Missoula. Shout out to Missoula, Montana people.
Okay.
I'm just going along. I don't know where we're going.
No, we just looking at this story.
I'm just going along.
We got to go along. We're trying to find out about his bougie.
Here's a little wisdom,
right,
people.
Now.
At a certain age, you put yourself in neutral, and you just let people push. And that way you don't waste gas, and you don't strip your gears. Okay, remember that. You're going to need it in about 20 years.
No one does nosy better than me. Photos. We found 378 photos.
We could what he do, because I don't know how he found that.
These are years of snooping, okay?
I know you nosy too. Head over to Nosy, where you can watch full episodes of The Karamo Show and be nosy with me.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
I think the problem with black culture is that ratchet has taken over.
It's become way too popular.
It's taken over and it's become something that's celebrated in a way that it simply should not.
Reality television, I think, did that.
Whatever did it. Reality television,
they started
social media.
People for it, you know?
Whatever. Why is not.
It's not even the why. You just see the fact of the
matter. The fact that it's taken over is a problem.
I agree.
I mean, it is.
I agree.
Now, people can run around and say that I'm being whatever they might say I'm being, but I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You people should not be driving the culture.
I agree with that too. And I'd go as far to say we're one of the only cultures that actually celebrate that type of stuff. You know? And
nobody, I mean,
not that I could think of many other ones that it's widely accepted in their culture.
Do you know what rich white people who have significant means and money do with their children?
Invest in them?
Yes, but specifically how?
Through education?
They send them to college. No, hold on. To get a liberal arts education.
Mm-hmm.
Really rich white folks don't send their kids to college to be engineers.
Yeah.
They don't send their kids to college to be coders. They don't send their kids to college. What they do is they send their kids to college to get a liberal arts education so they can think and analyze and, wait for it, communicate really well. Because no matter what you do in life, if you can't think or communicate, you're not going to go very far.
Yeah, you're not going to be very successful.
So the uber wealthy send their kids. I've been around these people.
I was going to say, this is what I grew up around. That's how I know, too.
The uber wealthy send their kids to the Harvards, the Yales, the Princetons, the Cornells, the Dartmouths, the Columbias, all of that.
You're right.
And they are getting a liberal arts education. And they expect their kids to come back having read a few books, and they can negotiate,
and
articulate.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing. We're buying our kids 3 screens in his bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're making sure he has the latest iPhone, and we're making sure the Wi-Fi works. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And we make for sure, rather, that the kid has access to all the apps he wants so that he can be a social media influencer. And here's what these social media influencers are finding out. Unbeknownst to them when they started, they work for somebody too.
Exactly. It ain't as easy as they thought it was going to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the moment one of these platforms, TikTok especially, they ban you.
Your livelihood's gone.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen to a lot of people.
This podcast that I don't even remember the name of, that apparently does not speak well of women and these two mm-hmm. guys.
Was it the Andrew Tate one?
I don't know.
It probably was.
I don't know.
Yeah, they
no, no, it's not Andrew.
Oh, it wasn't his? Oh, his guy.
Stop naming names.
His got a lot of heat. That's why I thought it might
have
been.
Just don't name names.
I won't name them.
But anyway, these two guys were talking negative about women.
Uh-huh.
And YouTube demonetized
their entire
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on there crying, literally crying.
Yeah.
Because they had invested all this. See, when you don't build it and you don't own it, numbnut, you work for somebody.
Somebody could take it away.
So my point is very simply, Ratchet is taking over. Bougie needs to mm-hmm. get back in the at least the front seat.
Okay? They need to start driving.
Yeah, Bougie's in the trunk. Bougie needs to get back in the front seat of Black culture. Now maybe we need a third in the middle to drive.
Yeah, and okay? I think I was gonna say I feel like there's a gray area for some people. Like I don't want to believe that I'm like super bougie, but I have my moments, and I have my moments where I'm cool with being just as grounded and down to earth, I feel like, as anybody else. And there needs to be a middle ground, but we don't have a term for that. It's just normal.
Maybe we'll come up with a middle ground.
Yeah, we got bougie adjacent, but we got to find
the end of the show.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. But
or maybe you even come up with a middle ground.
Yeah, maybe we give our audience an opportunity.
Put it in the chat. What's the middle ground between bougie and ratchet? I don't know.
But you made me think about something because I ended up transferring to a private school my last 3 years of high school, right? Okay. I already got to be around a bunch of quote unquote bougie, bunch of rich white folks. And then when I moved schools, it was kind of a mixture of everybody.
When you say got to be around, you make it sound like it was a reward.
It was in a lot of ways though, because I'm gonna tell you why. I'm not gonna say got to be around, but
it's not no reward to be around.
I ended up being around that. That was what I ended up.
Thank you. Clean that up. Got to be around. Like, oh my God.
Well, I was just meaning.
Finally, all my life.
It was more of a comparison thing. It was more of a comparison where it wasn't just one pool, and then it grew into me seeing a bunch of different demographics in one.
Yeah, but do you notice how?
I get what you mean.
How it hides in the language.
I get what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I hold myself accountable for that. I ended up in a situation where I was surrounded by
rich white people.
A lot of rich white people. And one of the things that I noticed, like what you just mentioned, was a lot of them and what they chose to study versus what the kids that I knew that came from households that didn't have as much money were vastly different. And it was kind of crazy. Like I had a kid that was on my basketball team, and he ended up going on to study engineering at Northwestern, do extremely well for himself, and he came from real, real humble beginners, but he worked extra hard in that field and, you know, was really, really smart. But then you had these kids that came from these wealthy families, and they were more focused on learning accounting and, you know, learning the language of business and, you know, things of that nature that weren't going to be as hands-on, so to speak. It's almost as if they were thinking about working smarter and not harder.
Let me jump in and navigate a little bit.
Go ahead.
Don't push back right away. Just drop
this. I'm listening.
The kids you were around mm-hmm. weren't rich enough.
Some of them were.
No, they weren't. Let me tell you why. The uber wealthy
yeah.
do not send their kids to learn no accounting.
It's not that they sent them to learn it. That's what they
were. Let me finish my thought.
Go ahead.
The uber wealthy mm-hmm. send their kids to get a liberal arts education. Mm-hmm. Now, when they go to graduate school, they go into accounting, they go to law school business. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing business in undergraduate, it's because your parents ain't got billions.
This was high school. This was high school.
Oh, high school.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, did I miss that? Did you get that?
This was high school that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, they were focusing on the money and how they were going to be able to.
That makes sense. That makes sense in high school.
And then.
But I promise you.
And then college went on to do easy, had easier. Like,
them parents were like, I need you to read some Chekhov. You better know who Tolstoy is.
Yeah.
All right, get some Faulkner in you.
I was really shocked to hear what some of the
majors were. But we don't do that.
And I see the difference. I was a communication major, like we've talked about multiple times, and I see how valuable that is in every aspect of business.
Valuable what is? Be specific.
Communicating effectively, understanding how to communicate with other people, but also understanding that you don't know everything. Part of what we learned about in communication was that there's so much to discover about why and how people communicate effectively based off of their social backgrounds, based off of so many different factors that you don't see when you first look and start talking to someone initially without that understanding of, oh, there's different components that play a factor into why and how we are going to be able to communicate. And a lot of it is nonverbal.
Well, yeah, I mean.
That was just something I learned. And to grow into the business space as an adult, I look back and I think about how much more valuable it would have been to have focused more on certain things around communication and sociology even more when I was younger, because I see a lot of people struggle with it. One of the biggest problems I have in business is people not knowing how to communicate. Simple stuff. simple things to me. So I think it would help everybody.
Listen, that's because people don't really know how to think. We had a whole thing before the show started where I corrected someone's sentence, right?
Yeah. And
Tyler's a good thinker.
I plead the fifth.
Right. Tyler's my guy. But I'll give you the example. Mm-hmm. So Tyler says to me, we're getting coffee. Tyler says to me, you never drink coffee when you're here. And I was like, of course I drink coffee. I have my mug all the time.
Yeah.
He says, well, I never bring you coffee when you're here because we were ordering coffee.
This is a whole
or I never order you coffee. And I pointed out to him, those are two very different thoughts.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Right? I never drink it. Not true. I never order it for you. Absolutely true. And guess what? Both things can be true.
At the same time.
But most people can't pull those thoughts apart
from one another
to be able to analyze what someone just said to them. So because you can't do that, you respond to the emotion behind what Tyler's saying. So let's say
a very, very important
thing. So let's say Tyler would have said it with an attitude like, I never ordered coffee for you.
It's about how you say it.
Like, I never ordered coffee for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so if he had done that, if I'm not able to, what happened with my mic? It's correct. Just died.
The elbow broke.
Hello? Anyway, let me finish my thought.
Yeah.
So if I'm not able to address what he's saying, then I respond to his emotion.
And how he
said
it.
So now Tyler and I are in an argument.
Yeah, over nothing.
Right.
Two true statements.
Yeah. That was so good. Over two true statements. And we're going to go back and forth, right?
We see that every day.
When the reality is, they're true statements.
Ain't nobody wrong. It's just how you said it.
I'm not responding to the veracity of the statements. Mm-hmm. I'm responding to the energy of the person. So sometimes when you want to really get around stupidity, mm-hmm. step out of the energy stupidity. I'm using the word too much. But step out of it and start thinking about what someone's saying to you. Yeah. And you can calmly correct someone. Mm-hmm. Like what happened with Tyler. Like, that's, huh?
I think a lot of that gets mixed up in text messages and different mediums, too. When you're in person, it's a lot easier to correct that than I feel like it is.
Hold on. we'll fix that in a break.
Okay, during the break. During the break.
You know what? We're going to go to break. So
we're going to go to break. I don't know what's going on. All right? Is this an example of me being bougie or ratchet? Yeah.
No, you're still bougie adjacent.
Gonna be ratchet.
No, it's that the mic is.
Oh, this mic is this. Well, let me not say.
Yeah,
no. I'm about to get you, bro. I'm about to be like, this is ratchet.
That was good though. I think we should go to our first break after that though, and let you get your mic situated. But
we'll be back, people.
Yeah. Your coffee's here, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Anna's coffee's here.
You get you something to drink. I'm going to have some coffee. Be right back.
See, bougie adjacent people can get Starbucks.
You just walk right in front of the.
We did three times.
This has to stay on camera. Now we're going. Bye-bye. We're right back. So this thing...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
But we're going to move on to our Q&A segment, which you love so much.
Do I?
We get to hear from our viewers. And we're going to find out if we'll actually answer your questions, guys.
Is that what I love?
You love it so much. So our first question, I wish we had the names of the people who were asking these so I could actually address them.
We don't.
Okay.
But what if I have like a pointed answer? I don't want to feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, I guess. Nobody's going to know exactly.
Exactly. We don't. Go ahead.
Let's just ask a question. I know someone who's in a toxic relationship and unwilling to leave it. Don't we all? How can I convince them to leave without risking our relationship? For context, her baby daddy has cheated on her 3 times with hookers. So I guess they're asking how you convince your friend to leave a toxic relationship without jeopardizing your relationship with them.
And the friend knows that the baby daddy has cheated on her with the hookers 3 times? Let's assume that that's the case?
I would assume
so. Well, your friend is a fool.
If they know it, I would imagine their friend.
Your friend is a fool. And foolishness is a powerful magic. It has to break on its own. There is no convincing your friend. If getting cheated on with hookers 3 times didn't do it, nothing you're going to say over morning or brunch on Sunday morning is going to do it either.
I heard that.
So that person, the person who asked me the question, has to make a decision. Can you love your friend while they're wrong? Can you stand by your friend when they're doing stupid stuff?
So one point that I want you to remember is her baby daddy, too. So do you think that she could be staying because of the child? Or do you, is that a topic?
People come up with all kinds of reasons to allow themselves to be disrespected.
You're right.
And I happen to think that a child is not a sufficient reason for you to treat me like crap.
I don't think anything is a reason to be.
Well, obviously, but
okay with
being. And I'm not being curt with you. I'm just,
yeah.
I'm speaking in the tone of as if I'm talking to the person.
I got you.
You have a child, okay? So what? That means what? You take anything?
Yeah. You shouldn't.
Yeah. So a person can't do anything to you now because you have a child with this person, and you want to keep this family together and make sure. Stop it. How about you? How about you respect yourself enough to know that being cheated on 3 times is probably an indication that this person doesn't love you sufficiently.
And paying for it at that. Paying to cheat on you.
How are they paying for it?
They're hookers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Going out of his way to do it.
Surprised. It's not even people he met in the club. He purchased.
He seeked these out.
He purchased.
But I feel like, and me not being a parent myself, I kind of am in a position of just always observing parenthood now as an adult. But I see a lot of relationships that I feel like have run their course and venture into the toxic category that lasts so much longer because of, like what you said, people just being okay, being disrespected and thinking that that's okay and using whatever excuse they come up with to do it. I think in the case of children, I see it happen the most when there's a child involved, where people tend to ride the disrespect or toxic things out longer solely because of the child, like we were talking about. I don't necessarily think it's right, but I'm wondering to a parent that you're friends with to kind of get them.
But let's that's an interesting question, but that's a more interesting question because if you're with someone who can cheat on you 3 times with a hooker, or you're with someone who can disrespect you consistently, what you have to ask is, what was it about me that allowed me to choose this kind of person? That's the first work. The first work is to ask, what was I going through or not allowing myself to see? What did I convince myself of that allowed me to be attracted to this?
And feel like you need that, too.
I chose this person. So fix what precipitated the decision.
Yeah, the root.
And then changing course will be a hell of a lot easier. Because people try to change course without understanding how they got on the journey to begin with. This person didn't just appear in your life. They didn't barge their way in. Yeah. You actively chose someone who is capable of lying to you, cheating on you, disrespecting you. Why did you choose them? Is it because you prioritize cute, sexy, handsome, beautiful over character?
Usually.
Is it because there's some brokenness in you?
Usually.
And they took advantage of that? Or they spoke to that, or they gave you hyper attention, and because you have a deficit of it, Whatever it is, you got to figure it out because you chose this person. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fix where the choice comes from, you'll just choose another version of the same. What Nietzsche calls a reoccurrence of the same.
Yeah.
Mm. You'll choose the same person with a different name.
That's true.
Figure out why you did it. Work on that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be empowered to look at the person that you thought you needed and you say to them, listen, same God that gave me you, will give me somebody else.
Something better.
You got to go.
You gots to go.
Huh?
And that's why people in your life that are able to help you see that are so important, whether it be going to therapy, whether it be having friends who, you know, are going to be real enough with you. But I think a lot of people be scared to speak on topics with people involving their kids because it's like, it's such a sensitive subject.
I love my kids, but I love Sean more. Huh? Uh-huh. Oh, it's on me now.
It's on you.
I only took one sip of that coffee.
It's on you now.
Oh, I love my kids.
But you love
But I'm not willing to be disrespected.
Yeah.
So that my kids can grow up and watch me be disrespected.
I was going to say, because now you're setting an example for the child. No. Now your child's going to grow up and do the same
People
thing.
People who have convinced themselves that children are a reason to stay in abuse simply, and this might be controversial, do not have the wherewithal or the courage yet to do something about it. Don't let your kids be an excuse. Because they're not wondering, oh, I wonder how, isn't it great to see mommy or daddy be disrespected? This is wonderful.
It's like creating generational victimization.
The kid is quietly thinking, mom, dad, whichever one is being disrespected, when are you going to have enough of this? Because we already have.
Yeah, the kid usually feels it.
The kid is thinking to the kid self, when are we going?
What is going on?
The kid has packed the bag mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
No, the kid's ready to go.
I know situations where friends of mine's parents, you know, they stayed together throughout their childhood until they graduated and got out of the house, you know, the kids, for the sake of the kids. And they would recognize them not sleeping together, you know, being intimate, you know, their whole high school experience or middle school experience. And it's interesting because I haven't had to go through that myself, but I know that there's got to be some kind of trickle effect to how those kids end up behaving when they, you know, grow older, when they see their parents handle situations a certain way. Like some parents don't argue in front of their kids for certain reasons. Some parents don't.
Well,
you
that's
know,
not good either.
Because we got to learn how to argue. We've spoken about this before too.
Disagree and keep on loving each other.
And I just think you've spoken about this a lot too. Parenting is something that is definitely needing a lot more of a stronghold in America because it's leading to a lot of issues with broken adults that don't know how to communicate and handle situations that are going to help them get past adversity.
Listen, all I'm saying is that, and let's bring it back to the friend. If you have someone who is your friend who is choosing to be in a relationship that's, and they're being disrespected, you can't make them do anything. Grown folks are going to do what grown folks are going to do.
Yeah.
Your job, and you can't. They don't need convincing.
Mm-mm.
See, when someone doesn't know something, you have a responsibility as a friend to bring them the truth.
Enlighten them.
To bring them the truth.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. Now, once you've done that, that is all you can do.
So just push it out there.
You give them
see
the
what
truth,
they do with it.
And then you have to allow grown folks to make a grown folks decision.
Yeah.
Because if you cajole, if you reprimand and they make a decision based upon what you wanted them to do, then it's not a genuine choice for them.
You're right.
And they will backtrack and resent you, for convincing them to do something they were not ready to do. You bring, as a friend, the first responsibility of friendship is honesty.
Bring the truth.
People think it's loyalty. It's honesty.
Yeah. Huh.
I give you truth. You know, this is what's going on. So-and-so is doing so-and-so with so-and-so.
Just letting you know.
And then my second job is to love you while you make a mistake.
Even if you don't follow
Love you while. Not even if. While you're doing it. I'm going to sit with you and look at you.
And love you through it all.
And I'm going to say, wow.
You really my friend?
Yeah. Listen. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, you know, when you're ready. There's better out there.
There's more out there.
Come on. That's my job.
Yeah. That's a real friend, though.
And that, but it's also the truth.
Yeah.
If I bring you the truth that somebody's hurting you, I also bring you the truth that somebody could treat you better than this. But all I can do is reverently lay it at your feet.
You're right.
And let you give you the choice of how much and how often or when you're going to pick it up. But I can't put it in your lap.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
We can go on to the next question because we went on that for a while. Next question. My best friend's ex-boyfriend is running a hate tour about me. I have not heard of a hate tour.
What is a hate tour?
It's probably one of those Urban Dictionary terms we need to look up later. But a hate tour kind of sounds like somebody that's spreading hate about somebody to everybody they know.
Now, who is this person to them?
My best friend's ex-boyfriend.
Your best friend, ex-boyfriend.
Is okay. Running a hate tour about me. Do I confront him or let it run its course?
Well, this is totally unrelated to your inquiry, but why does the ex-boyfriend of a best friend even care anymore?
Why does it matter?
Like, what's
I was going to ask that. I'm like, they're not connected anymore.
What's missing out of his life?
My best friend's ex-boyfriend.
I almost said something that would have... Did you see me filter myself?
Yeah.
I almost said something that really would have gotten me in trouble.
They would have had to bleep it.
No, because...
Say it.
Well, okay. I'm going to say it, people. Just don't kill me for it. He's acting real feminine.
We don't know if it's a man or a woman, though.
It's the boyfriend.
It says my best friend's ex... Oh, the ex-boyfriend's running running the hate tour.
Yeah, the boyfriend's acting... Okay. A lot of real feminine energy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah, a hate tour by
a hate tour by a dude? Like, what are you doing, bro? You ain't got nothing better to do?
That's like 50 Cent, Ja Rule arguing over 20 years. They've been on a hate tour their whole adult life.
Yeah, and especially in the case of those two who act like gay people are the worst people in the world. A lot of feminine energy.
Him and Floyd, too. It's so funny.
It was like, why are you running a hate tour?
I like that term, though. It's kind of funny. I don't know if I'll ever use it, but it definitely makes me chuckle.
Listen, someone asked me the other day about something and somebody, and blah, 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 blah. You know what I said to them? Don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn.
Don't. I can't find two dams.
Nowhere.
There's nothing to do with me.
Yeah. You're quick to tell somebody that, though.
Because I'm clear
about
the circle of my concern. And if you're not in the circle of my concern,
you don't give a damn.
I might listen to it, all humor.
Yeah.
But I'm not investing large swatches or
my
swoops of my time.
Very much like that.
Like,
oh,
no, what
man.
am I doing?
It ain't got nothing to do with her. She don't care. She wonder why you telling her.
Me and your nana could have dinner.
I would pay to watch a conversation just between y'all two.
If it ain't relevant to me, then
what
again.
Are we doing?
I celebrate what you care about, but don't, because you mad, don't expect me to be.
But you will celebrate with him.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
You're upset, I'm mad, really? You know what I'm saying? I know how to ask questions. I'm good at this. I can ask questions, and you think I'm 100% feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, I'm going to go in the bedroom.
Forget about all of that.
And forget about everything you just said. The next time I think about it will be the next time you bring it up.
So do you hear that, people? That is a way to make and be a good friend, honestly, but also be comforting without being destructive in a time of somebody being
that's good
open, you know?
To be comforting without being
destructive.
Destructive, yeah, that's good.
A lot
good.
Of people go to people in times in need of comfort and end up getting destroyed by somebody because they don't care about.
Let me see your point and raise your point.
Go for it.
A lot of people go to other people for comfort, mm-hmm. and then the person who was supposed to comfort them jump into destruction. And they start to mirror.
Be trauma bonding.
Trauma bonding, yeah, I like that. Absolutely. How about when people come to you for comfort, you just give them a little comfort, and you keep your distance emotionally.
Save your trauma for another
yeah,
time.
I mean, because now you become the person they can't come to for that. Mm. Now you're a part of the mess.
Yeah.
And listen, I got enough going on.
Right.
On my home, to be adding somebody else's.
To the equation.
You know what I noticed? Mm. They're only 3 days out of the month you're not paying bills. That's what I'm thinking about. I don't care about nothing else.
Look, I just felt that in a whole different way. Like,
have you thought about that? They're only like four. It may be one set of 5 days where you're not paying bills. The rest of the time, you're paying bills.
That
am I right?
You are right.
Oh, it's too much.
Once you get past the 14th,
it's up.
Bills. The first, you got to pay that rent, that mortgage.
Thinking about it, yeah. It's...
Right? And then maybe that car note comes in that end of that first week.
All
right. And then you might get for the – this is I'm venting people.
You're poking
at my trauma. And then from the 14th until whatever that is. But after that, it's all bills. It's all bills.
Adulting.
So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that.
Well, no, I'd rather not.
Not you. I'm saying
personally.
Yeah,
somebody, I would rather not.
But like the question, you want to talk about my ex whatever
boyfriend from
my
the
ex girlfriend's
boyfriend
sister. You must be high. I ain't got no energy for that.
Yeah. So that's what you would tell them. You must be high.
I would look at them and say, in all deliberate honesty, you have to find something more edifying to do with your life.
Yeah.
This is not the reason you were born.
Yeah.
And then I would walk away and leave them with that.
And just drop the mic.
Yeah, what are you?
Okay.
What was the question?
It was, I don't even know, do I confront him or let it run its course?
What do you, no, don't
you confront.
Confront
the ex-boyfriend? I don't think so either.
No.
Because ex-boyfriend might be crazy for real. We don't know who this is. But I don't think
it's not your job to confront.
And people are going to have opinions. You got to let people have them. Don't matter what people think about you. If it ain't affecting your livelihood or your
but
safety.
But it's not your job to confront. Right. It's the person who's being disrespected. It's their job. It's your job to help them see it. And then it's their job to make a decision about
what
they said.
It's a hate tour about them. It's the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, hate tour about, right. Yeah, I got it. Nah, I wouldn't.
It ain't worth it.
I mean, who are they telling?
That's what I was wondering. It sounded like a high school gossip situation. Or
who are they telling?
Friend circle
Someone
thing.
Said something to me or about me on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I randomly found the comment.
That happens.
And then you know what I thought about it? The ass cheek.
What?
That they could kiss.
The next thing that came out of your mouth, I could have been on a show for $1 billion and I would have never guessed that the next word that would have came out of your mouth was the ass cheek.
The ass cheek that I offered them to kiss. I don't care. I better say whatever the hell you want to say. It don't matter to me.
Yeah, that's literally what you told me when I sent you something. When I was asking a question about a comment somebody said about me and you on something, and I didn't know what they was talking about. You said, why the hell are you sending me this? You know, I don't care about what people be saying on social media. I was like, well, damn, I just wanted to know what he was talking about.
Yeah, I'm
about.
Like, don't bring that, into my consciousness. I don't need to see this. Yeah. You know, some random person saying some crazy stuff, and you're going to bring it to me.
I was wondering what he was talking about because it was including me. I was like, I don't even know what this means.
Google it. If you need to know what it means, go Google it. Don't ask me. I'm not your living Google machine.
You are our ChatGPT. Let's be real about that. You be correcting us on all kind of sentence structures and
not when it comes to mean things people say.
That's know? Where your cutoff is.
Yeah.
That's your circle of concern. I like that term, by the way. Circle I'm gonna start building my circle of concern and making sure I address people accordingly.
Yeah, so this person don't confront the boyfriend. Come on.
Yeah, keep yourself. You never know. Boyfriend might be crazy. It's 2023. We're gonna see
him. So I used to have a show called The Book of Sean.
Yep.
I love that show, Mr.
It's a lot like this one I heard. Just you by yourself.
But the Book of Sean is more therapeutic.
Okay.
This is more.
Hell, this be therapy for me.
Well,
we had a couple sessions this season.
But someone said once, in some of the comments, one of the comments, and I don't know how I saw this either, that Dr. Sean is a real beta.
Oh.
They called me a beta male. Right? So. And the person who showed me the comment was just so, I'm really sorry.
Like they felt bad.
They felt bad, you know, they called you a beta. So I looked at the person and said, what are you going through gyrations for?
Yeah.
I said, apparently you think that somebody calling me a beta is a bad thing. I said, let me explain something to you. The person who said that about me, they want an alpha. I said, I got it. But the alpha is the one who's cheated on you 14 times. He's got 3 babies, been to jail 2 times.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Probably went upside
down. He's got bad credit, ain't seen the inside of a college. Mm. So you going to get you an alpha, right?
Yeah.
And he'll beat your ass because he hasn't dealt with his own trauma because he's too busy competing. With other alphas.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be insignificant kings of forgotten mountains. You go have that. Okay?
Insignificant kings.
You go have that.
Forgotten mountains.
And I'll be Dr. Beta on TV.
Dr. Beta.
Dr. Beta.
I'll be Dr. Beta Sean on TV.
On that note, Dr. Beta Sean, take a star break, please.
We'll be right back, people.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Want the best of Maury? Kevin, you are not.
Want the best of the Steve Wilkos show? Would you take Dave back if he left Katie?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
Welcome back, everybody. So, we're doing a video.
Yep, your second favorite.
Second favorite? What does that mean?
It's your second favorite thing to do to the questions.
Oh, yeah.
Which was complete sarcasm.
Okay.
We're about 20% on these videos. We're going to try to get it.
Yeah, you know what? Before we go into this, I watched one of the last episodes, and I was totally underwhelmed by all of those videos. I was just like, what? And I couldn't find any interest.
Even the second time around watching it.
I could not find any interest.
So your reaction when you watch yourself is the same reaction you have sitting there watching it in real time again. So you know that was really how you felt.
I almost know what I'm going to say before I say it. Because I know how I will respond. But anyway, let's watch this video.
I love that.
You skip preface it.
This should be illegal. Let's see.
There's something wrong with the gate. I gotta fix it. Hold on. Push this button real quick.
What's wrong with
the
gate?
Guys. Wait,
what just happened? He'd be tricking people before the ride. You know how they be talking to you.
Got him. I'm so dumb. I forgot.
You look at his face.
I like this
video.
Like
oh, man. It's always showing malfunction on the brakes. Hold on.
That's good. You gotta have that kind of sense of humor if you work at a theme park like that.
Got him. Hey.
All right. They look concerned already.
Hold on. It's showing red on your seatbelt, so I gotta come check it.
Not him walking towards him when it drops.
Got him. Say hi to all my TikTok fans.
Don't
do it. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Something wrong with the seatbelt. Put your hands up real quick.
So I
know
they be through.
Say hi to all my TikTok.
This is the last one. I could keep watching
this. I can watch this for 2 hours.
Because they genuinely have no clue.
No clue.
She's smiling.
She's like, oh, he's so nice.
Look.
She's like, they don't shoulder snap.
She's not supposed to have a shoulder snap.
Let's get out of the plugs.
We finally made Doc Lab on video. Oh, man. Finally.
I like that video.
Finally. Now that our audience knows you actually have a sense of humor.
Do you do roller coasters and stuff like that? Do you do that kind of stuff?
Tournament?
Yeah, amusement parks.
I've done roller coasters.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You don't come off to me as somebody.
I know I don't. Roller coasters. But I've done.
I love them.
I've done. I don't want to say I love them.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the drop ones as much as regular.
But you know, I used to be afraid of them.
Yeah, me too.
And then I thought, I just need to face this fear. So I just started getting on them.
That's how I started doing it. My mom used to try to make me, and I used to try to make excuses like my stomach hurt.
But I have a secret.
What's that? You close your eyes.
I close my eyes.
See that?
I close my eyes.
That ain't fair because you're not getting the full experience.
I don't want the full experience.
You just want.
I just want to conquer the fear.
Yeah, say you did it.
Yeah, to say that I had the courage to get out there and do whatever.
Yeah, I've never been one for the fall type, you know, rides. But, you know, I like the actual roller coasters that have a loop that going.
Too much. Like that ride where you just drop down, I'm not getting on that.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's a little bit much for me.
You know, I'm not getting on that.
But I like the people that have the sense of humor that work the machinery.
Are we done with videos?
Yeah, we got one more video. End the episode with this. Would you do this then, given that you're a pill-seeker?
It's like a ghost coming in
here.
You
saw that? Somebody just walked in.
It's the spirit.
It's the skinny ghost.
Don't make me start skinny ghost.
Yeah, the door cracked only a little bit. They squeezed in through the crack.
What would it take to get you to do this?
Oh, yeah, nah. Now, that looks so fun, but I would never do it.
Oh, well, that's a little too close.
Right.
That's a little too close.
And he's making TikToks.
How do you land?
Violently.
I think.
Yeah.
They have parachutes, I'm pretty sure.
How do you land?
They have parachutes.
Yeah, parachutes?
It just starts off as the wingsuit, and then you gotta do something.
You gotta pull the thing, and then the thing comes out?
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell.
You ever doing that?
I'm not doing that. That's some white people foolishness. No.
That's some evil.
There's no reason why. Jumping off a mountain? Like.
So what's the closest thing to, like, you know, skydiving or daredevil type stuff that you've ever done? Like the most extreme?
A roller coaster.
That's the most extreme.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm,
and that flight to Africa when.
Oh, when the plane Jesse. Landed and it took off again. Yeah. But that wasn't.
That was pretty extreme to you.
I didn't choose that. Yeah. That was Air South Africa or something.
So you would never go like bungee jumping or anything?
No.
Have you ever gone ziplining? Zipline is not that bad.
I was, no, have I ever done ziplining?
I could see you doing that. You probably ziplined before.
I think I might have. I used to do this camp.
Yeah.
This Rites of Passage camp, and I think I went ziplining once.
Okay. You traveled so much, I just feel like there's certain things that I could imagine you probably just stumbling into because you're with people that want to do it.
But I'm not playing with fate either.
Yeah, no, me neither. I ain't jumping out of no planes.
I'm not playing with fate.
I do think that, though, when I get to the point where I'm able to conquer the fear of jumping out of a plane, that I've reached my peak level of happiness in life, because that's something I really truly feel like I would never do unless
That would be your peak level of happiness?
That's how I would know that I feel content with my life. I'm not doing it before I feel that level of, I've done everything.
Let me talk to the crowd. We got to go. But before we do, what he's just given us is an example of why you have to have better levels of contentment. That you're not motivated by drama or ostentatious experiences to confirm something that should be confirmed on the ground.
I just can't see myself going
Dr.
out like
Sean's
that.
Not done. What I really need you to do going forward, you too, is to not need your happiness confirmed.
Yeah.
Just be happy.
Yeah, you're right.
And you'll probably live a lot longer. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Are we done?
Yeah, we are.
Good to have you, people. This was a good one, and they often are. And for everybody listening on the podcast, because some people listen to us as a podcast,
they do. Yeah.
And those watching on Foxhole, we love you to death. Thank you for being a part of our family.
And we'll see you next week.
Promise.
Same time.
Same bad place.
Later.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.
Hey everybody on the YouTube! Thank you for tuning in. If you like what you see, make sure you like and comment and share. Because we got to spread the joy, people. That's how it goes. See you next time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save.